Shoni b'mai, like where did he make the mistake? So Rashi says it goes back to the first part of the Mishnah that he did a k'mai sa'oilo l'shem chatis. The case where he's bringing in the chatis saif, but instead of doing a ma'is of the chatis, he did a ma'is of an oilo. Even though he did l'shem chatis, still it's possible. So the question is, what did he do? What was his ma'is oilo that he did? Tishoni b'mai. Elaim, if you want to tell me the case should be tishoni b'mlikom, that he made a mistake by the malika. In other words, shehivdul, that he's being now a chatis saif. The chatis saif, the din is only to cut one simon. He went and made the malika on both simonim. He made a havdolah. Is that shot? That's why it's sula. Gemara says, if so, name a let's say like Reb Lezer Reb Shimon, that our Mishnah is not like Reb Lezer Reb Shimon. Because he holds, even though you make havdolah by chatis saif, still it's kosher. Gemara says, the Yomar Shomati Shemavila Machata Saif, because here Reb Lezer Reb Shimon holds that you are allowed to make Avdolah to cut both Simonim, Vishasta, Malikas of the Chata Saif. Says, so Lechura, it's not like Reb Lezer Reb Shimon. Gemara says, so what? V'lo Yakim no Deloika Reb Lezer Reb Shimon, didn't we already say before, in the parak before, we already said that the Tan of our Mishnah here holds, not like Reb Lezer Reb Shimon. That our Tan holds, if you make a difference, if you make Avdolah by Chata Saif, or if you do not make the Avdolah by Ola Saif, it's Psula. So you already said already one time, it's not like Reb Lezer Reb Shimon. So the Chura, what's the Chiddush? So Gemara says, Loi, maybe it's not the Pshat over here. Da'atayu Dishoni Pazor. Maybe the Pshat now Mishnah is. Rashi says, could be our Mishnah even goes like Reb Lezer Reb Shimon? Maybe. And here what he made a mistake was Bahazor. What does that mean? Rashi says, Shlehizor. He did not like spritz the dam from the neck onto the wall, but rather he only made a mitzui. He only like squeezed the neck of the oif onto the wall of the mizbeach. That's an avoidor by an oilas oif, and not by a chatas oif. So maybe that's the shino that he made. Not that he made a shino by the malika, but he made a shino by the hazoyas adam, that instead of making the hazoyas adam, spritzing a little bit far away to spritz the dam on the mizbeach, he took the chatas oif and squeezed it against the sides of the mizbeach. But the Gemara says, "Hochi nami mistavus." It's wrong like this. And that's pshat over here. He goes, "Mi diktoni seifa." Since it says in the seifa of our Mishnah here, "Or sula malo kemaisa kulam sula." Now, but it's chatas oif. If you did the avoidus lamalo on the top part of the chutas tikrio, the chatas is psula, and the afilu kemaisa chatas the same chatas. Even though we did the right type of a malika and he had the right kavono, still, since he did it lemalo, it's psula. So now, what did he do wrong? By this chatas oif, what did he do lemalo that he's supposed to do lemato? Tishoni b'mai, what did it make a difference here? Elaim, if you want to tell me, tishoni b'maliko, that the difference, the mistake he made, was in the maliko. Ah, your Omar Ma, we said before, maliko v'chol mokum l'mzeach shera. Even though maybe the chatchilo, he's supposed to make the maliko on the bottom part of the chutas tikro. But even if you make it lamalo, still it's kshera. So that can't be pshat in the Mishnah. The Mishnah in the Sefer cannot be talking about that the malika was done lamalo. Elo lav, isn't the Sefer talking about tishoni bihazor, that he made a mistake in the hazor yisadam, that instead of putting it on the bottom part of the chutas tikro, where achat the soif belongs, he put it on the top part of the chutas tikro, and therefore it's psula. So now, umi the Sefer bazor, since the Sefer that our Mishnah is talking about the hazor, that's what he made a mistake with. The Chulurashinami Pazom, that he made a difference by the Chata Saif. He did a mice of an Ola Saif, means the Hazor, that he did not sprinkle the dam, but he only squeezed the dam. Someone says, no, it's no proof. Midi Iri is one, both talking about the exact same case. It could be Hokadis of Hokadis, that wouldn't be a proof. It could be the Rash is talking about the problem was in the Malika, and the Saif is talking about that the problem was with the Mitzui. About the Mitzi Adam, there's no proof. And the Mishnah says the case of Oila Soif. That if you did Oila Soif and you did a Maisa Chata Soif, it's also Psula. So Gemara says, the Shoni B'mai, here where you bring in the Oila Soif and you made a Shinui, that you made a Maisa Chata, it says it's Psula. So where do you make the mistake? You learn if you want to tell me the Shoni B'mliko, so instead of cutting the two Simonim the way you're supposed to make the Avdolah by the Oila, instead you only cut one simon like a chatis, Midiktoni Saif, let's see, since the next Mishnah says, Kulon, all these cases in the first Mishnah, Ein Mitamna Mavei Sabluya, Hishno, even though the Malik is Psulam, but if he eats the Yoif, it's not Mitamyu. In other words, the Malik, even though it's not Mata, the Kodshim Tirit, but our call upon him, the Malika, is Mata, the Tumas Nevela. The Tumas Nevela goes off it, that even though you eat it now, it's not Mitamyu, the Beis Abliya. And also, Moilam Ben, you know there's an Issa Mila. Like this, we say, after the Zerika, by Yechatis Soif, since there's a Hetta to eat it, there's no more Mila. But here, since you now are eating Chatis, therefore it's still Moilam Boy. So, Lechura Neima, let's say, the like of Yeshua, then the Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yeshua. And the Rabbi Yeshua, because if it goes according to Rabbi Yeshua, Omar, he says, Ey Moilin, that no, you're not Moilin, that if you made the wrong type of a Malika by the Oil HaSoif, so there's no Mila. And our Mishnah says, there is Mila. Yeah, like we'll see later, next Mishnah, Rabbi Yeshua says, in this case, we have a Oil HaSoif, and you go and bring it, you make the Malika Lamata, and you make the Malika on the Oila Saif of the Chate Saif, instead of making Avdolah, you only make a Malika of one Simin, see, he holds that your Moshech, you change over this Oila Saif into a Chate Saif. And therefore the locker is that you're allowed to eat the Basar, and therefore there's no Mila. So if Pshat Na Mishnah was, but you took this Oila Saif, and you changed over in the Malika, so what did the next Mishnah say that in this case? There's still Mila, of course, not like a Yeshua. Because we'll soon see, according to Rabbi Yeshua, there's no more Mila. That since this Chatis, this Oila Soif, changed over to become into a Chatis Soif, and by Chatis Soif, after the Malik, after the Zriko, that there's a Heta, teeth the Bosa, there's no more Mila on the Bosa. So, of course, not like Rabbi Yeshua. So, Gemara says, Rechnami, Fiyela B'mitzui, that the Mishnah is talking about Mitzui, that you took this Oila Soif, and instead of making a Mitzui Hadam on it, you made a Zoyat Hadam. That was the Shino that you made. But since the Malika you made on both Simonim, it's still called Oila Soif, and therefore you're still Moilim Boy, because you did not change it over to make it into a Chata Soif. It's Oila Soif, just you made the wrong type of a Mitzoy Hadam, therefore it's Psula, but the Maisa is still over in Isamila. So maybe that's Psha on the Mishnah, and that comes even according to Yeshua. Smor says, if so, Eima Seifa. What does the Seifa say? Oila Soif, Shethu Lamata. So Reb Lezer, I'm a Moilim boy. Reb Lezer says, yes, it's still over the Estimila. But you took this Oila Saif and you made the Malika Lamato, you made all the Avoidus like a Chatis Saif. So Reb Lezer holds, it did not change over to become into a Chatis. It still remains an Oila, and therefore Moilim boy. Reb Yeshua says, no, ain't Moilim boy. Yeshua says, no, there's no Estimila. And why not? Because we'll still see the stories. Because since you changed and made the Malika of a Malika as a Chatis, you changed this Oila, this Oif, into a Chatis. And therefore, I had to teed it, and therefore there's no Mila. So now, the Sefer, what are we talking about? Tishani B'mai, this Machlaikos, like where's Rabbi Yeshua say that this Oif has Heter Achila? Ilema B'mitzvah, if he only made a difference in the Mitzvah, but not in the Malika, it says not true. Because I'm Modern Rabbi Yeshua, when does Rabbi Yeshua say this Halacha? That is Oila Soif. Changes over and becomes into a Chatis Soif, only the Shonei B'Malika, only where you made the Malika of the Chatis on it, where you only made a Malika on one Simen. There he says you change over this Oila Soif into a Chatis Soif. But the Mitzvah Miyama, but Rabbi Yeshua does not say this, like we'll see later in the Gemara, by Mitzvah. If you made the Malika of an Oila on it, and then you make a Hazoyes Adam like a Chatis, you did not change it over. It still remains a Mila, it still remains an Oila, there'll still be Mila. The Elabim Malika, so it comes out that the Seif is talking about where you Mishana this Oila Seif and you made the wrong Malika. You made a Malika of a Chata Seif on it. So what it comes out now is Reisha of a Seif of a Malika. The beginning of the Mishnah and the end of the Mishnah is talking about where the Shinuyim were, you made the wrong type of the Malikas. Or Mitzios of a Mitzri, and the Mitzios, the middle part, where you made this Oila Seif, where you Mishana of the Duda Maisa of a Chatis. You want to tell me there comes an even quote to Yeshua and talk about the Mitzui. Skirts of Issa Modna. Someone says, no, in, yes, that's the Pshat here. I tell you, it could be talking about that ratio of the Sefer B'Malika. The ratio of the Mishnah, and the next part of the Mishnah is talking about that the Shina was B'Malika.
that he made the wrong type of the mlika on the oila or on the chatis. Or mitziyos about this middle part that says by the oila soif, where he was mishaneh, how could be here the shinu was the mitzui, that he made the wrong type of aizor. Instead of squashing the oif against the kira mizbeach, he made hazor with it. And that's the psul on the oila soif. Tzenechnan is such a psul, even according to Yeshua, it still remains an oila soif, just that it's psula. Tzenechnan, there'll still be an isamila. Since there's no heter, teed it, they still have the Yisra Kedusha on it right now, and therefore be Moilim Bo. So Nazam Yav Mishnah could come out according to Rabbi Yeshua. Okay, now the Mishnah goes to explain the Chulon Einan Metamas Beis Abluya. Like we said, all these cases in the first Mishnah, even though the Chatzis Seif or the Eilus Seif is Psula, even though you're Mishana both in the Maliko, you're Mishana in the Azois, still the Malika helps, that it takes off the tumas nevela, and therefore even though you eat it, the beis habluya that usually the nevela soif is metame you when you swallow it, but here even though you swallow it, the beis habluya when you swallow it, still it is not metame you, because the malik at least helped to take off the tumas nevela. Umayalim behen, in all these cases also is still a nistamila, it's still called kachim. There's still, if you have hanor worth a shavapruta, you'd be chayav to bring a korban asham milos. Like any time you've been in a minahegdish. Chutz excluding mechates oif she'asor lamato. K'maisa chates l'shem chates. Excluding the case that you brought a chates oif the right way. If you brought it the right way, since it's not the mitzvah soy, halachar is it as hutru l'kahanam v'achilo. The kahanam allowed to eat the meat of this oif. And therefore, if the zar has enough from it, he's not over nista milo. He's not chayv a korban mila. But if the chatis is psula, that it's not, doesn't have a het to lekanim, and the chanami, then if you have a no from it, then there'll still be the yisa mila. Now the Mishnah says, oy lasa oif, shaso lamato. What's going to be if you have a korban oy lasa oif? That you bring it lamato, the wrong place, shaloi kedinoi, and you bring it kemaisa chatis, because the malika you only make one simin, you are not mavdalit. L'shem chatis, also you have kavonis, shibidon l'shem chatis. So really, l'chetchili, you are makdish this oif, to have a kdushas oilas oif on it. But the ma'isa, b'shas, you bring it, you're doing all the avoidis, l'shem, and the same way you bring a chatis oif. So what's the loch of this oif? So Rabbi Eliezer Weimer, moilim boy. You should know there's still this amilom, since you're makdish it loilom, there's no heta for kahanim over here, therefore still has a loch of an isamilom. However, Rabbi Yeshua says no, ain't moilim boy. This is a chiddush that there's no isamila. And like we said, the svar was according to Yeshua that since you mishaner it, the shmo and the maisim, you did everything l'shem and l'shmo l'shem achatis oif. Therefore, there's no isamila. We're going to learn the Mishnah before, because he holds that changes over and becomes into achatis oif. That to be a heter now for the kanim teeth from the basa. Therefore, there's no isamila. Omer Rabbi Lezer, Lezer says like this: Ma rim chatis shem moilim bo lishmo madrich chatis. That if you bring it lishmo, there's no isamila on it. Ma rim chatis shem moilim bo lishmo. That since there's a heter for the kanim teeth, there's no isamila. Kisheshine shmo moilim bo. We make a shinu Hashem by the chatis that makes a psul. Therefore, the kanim cannot eat it. Therefore, the still nisamila it's moilim bo. If so, oila this oila soif she moilim bo lishmo. Even if you bring it lishmo the right way, still there's no heta to eat from the oila soif, and therefore there's still a nisamila. It's also to have enough from it. Kishishine shmo. So now that you change the shame that you bring the avodas lishem a chatis, or you do the mice of a chatis, ain't a din, isn't it a svara she yimalu bo? That avata, there should still be the yisamila. It's also to have a no from it. It's oila soif, we'll have to bring a korban, asham ilois. And then Mishnah says back, oh, ma lo Rabbi Yeshua, Yeshua says back like this, lo yimamata v'chatis, sheshine shemo l'shem oila. You know why over there, if you have this chatis soif, that you made the malikas l'shem, oila soif, that there is psula, and there is nisamila, Shekein shine shmo ledove sheyesh b'milo. Because you made a shinui, you mishana the chatis. You had a mind to do with the shemayla, and the oil has a nisa milo on it. Therefore, there's chal nisa milo upon this oil chatis oif. But Tayama, but you want to tell me the same thing? It doesn't make sense. But Tayama, you want to say boila? Then the case we started out with the oila soif. Sheshina shmo l'shem chatis, that you had in mind that to do with the shem chatis. Shekein shina shmo l'dav shem b'milo, that here you mishana the shem to a dover that has no wisdomilo. By a chatis soif, there's no wisdomilo. So there's no proof. So it could be if you had this oila soif and you make them legal the shem a chatis soif, that's the Bishuah Svara, that there's no Wissimila. On this still, oh, my Lord, Rabbi Eliezer, let us back, Vahare, Kodshe Kadoshma.